Unit 13. The Best Places to Live. Activity 2.
Hi, I'm Samantha Baker. I live in San Francisco and I love my hometown. It's so beautiful, especially at sunset when the Golden Gate Bridge is the most beautiful. I think that my city is the most picturesque place to live in the United States. There's everything you could want. The only thing I think might have improved it would have been to have fewer steep hills that make walking any long distance quite a difficult chore. But if you can't walk, you can always take a streetcar, the oldest and best kept in the country.
My name's Ralph, and I live in Tokyo, Japan. I moved here about 15 years ago because my firm transferred me here. It's a very crowded city with so many inhabitants. There isn't much time to relax since these people work all the time. I must say that the people who live in Tokyo are a calm people, however. They don't seem to worry very much about earthquakes, which are a constant threat nowadays. Some are more worried than before the 2011 earthquake and resulting tsunami that created so much destruction and environmental problems. I think the Japanese shouldn't have built so many nuclear power plants on their territory because it is a serious earthquake area and one of the most vulnerable places in the world for tsunamis to occur. But it is a spectacular place to visit with some extraordinary views and amazing cultural traditions.
I'm Yoko, and I was born in Tokyo in Japan. But my parents moved here to Honolulu, Hawaii, when I was only 3 years old. I'm glad they moved here because Honolulu is a better place to live than Tokyo. I think it's one of the best places to live in the world. It has the mildest climate I know. There isn't much pollution and the people are so hospitable. The only bad thing is that it is an expensive place to live because everything has to arrive from somewhere else. But the houses aren't excessively expensive if you don't want to live right on the beach. Houses on the beach are the most expensive of all. I live in the center of Honolulu, and I go to a wonderful school not far from my home. Schools are very good since we have some of the best and most well-paid teachers in the country. The population is mixed, some native Hawaiians and lots of American Continentals who come here for the great climate and calm, good lifestyle the city offers. Oh, and I think that Hawaii is one of the best surfing areas in the world. It's also the greatest place to watch people, experience the most colorful sunsets, and enjoy the most spectacular beaches.
Hi there, I'm Roger Candle, and I live in the most extraordinary alpine village in the world. It's the coziest and most tranquil place to live if you don't like the hubbub and confusion that city life gives you, which I don't like. Relaxation and the best air to breathe that can be found on Earth, I think. Plus, the skiing in the winter is fabulous. They could have built a few more hotels in my village, because in the winter there are so many people who want to come here.
I'm David, and my favourite place to live is Sydney, in Australia. My visit to Sydney was supposed to be a short stay in a great town. I went for a week and never left the place. Why do I love it? Well, there are several reasons. First, even though it is crowded, expensive, sometimes a bit dangerous, often dirty and always disorganised, it's the best city in Australia, and probably the greatest city on Earth, in my opinion. Secondly, Sydney has the greatest number of free beaches that are easily reached and open to everyone. Next, I love oysters, and Sydney has the best ones in the world. Then, there are the most exhilarating, exciting, and stupendous harbour views I've ever seen in my whole life. You know, Harbour Bridge and the Opera House, all in one. Fantastic. Moreover, there is some of the most interesting flora and fauna in the country in Sydney Zoo, a fabulous place for the kids. Sydney also has the funniest means of transport in Australia, which is the monorail.
My name's Diana, and the best place to live for me is Vienna in Austria. It has become my favourite city in the 12 years that I've been living here. I've lived and worked in different parts of the city, which, instead of making it less attractive, has made it more attractive than ever. For me, the most fascinating thing about this city is the fact that I've walked around it so many times, but each time I discover something new, like life itself. The more you explore it, the more interesting it gets. I also like the friendly people that you find here in Vienna. Finally, Vienna was rated the best place to live by the Mercer Quality of Living Survey 2 years in a row. This survey is based on the best infrastructure, water supply, telephone and mail services, public transport, traffic congestion, and the number and range of international flights into the city. Just think, Vienna is the only place in the world where the water is not only drinkable, but of high quality all year round.
Without doubt, my favourite place is Positano, on the Amalfi Coast in southern Italy. It's just spectacular. Probably the most picturesque little town that I've ever seen, with its unique architecture and colours. I went there for a summer holiday once about 15 years ago, and now I spend about 6 months there and 6 months back home in Perth, Australia. Positano seems almost unreal and magical, as it appears suddenly while you're driving along the coastal road between Amalfi and Sorrento. It's probably got the most VIP visitors of any village I've seen, and the most luxurious and expensive hotels for them to stay at. On the downside, Positano can be a very expensive place to live if you don't know where to do your shopping. And I get rid of my car when I live there because parking is almost non-existent. And if you do find some, it's extremely expensive, much more than I can afford.